to your fridge, and what do you see? Two jars of ragu for spaghetti. You go to the cabinet and grab a box of the stuff, and then three or four more, so you know it's enough. You grab a big pot and fill it up with water. You put it on the stove, it gets hotter and hotter. The bubbles are bubbling, the spaghetti is sketting. It's time to put that stuff in the pot in your kitchen. You pour a box in, and then another. Do it three more times and toss in some butter. You pull out your spoon, designed for the pasta. Making this much spaghetti could really exhaust you. You pour a box in, and then another. Do it three more times and toss in some butter. You pull out your spoon, designed for the pasta. Making this much spaghetti could really exhaust you. The stirring doesn't stop. The noodles flop and flop. You're feeling so on top, this'll hit the spot. You take a deep look and realize it's ready. It's time for your tummy to meet spaghetti. You throw it down on your plate, then add all the ragu. It's a lot of spaghetti, you'll have leftovers too. You scarf it down so quick, it does the trick. Them noodles definitely were the right pick. You head back to the kitchen, and what do you see? So much spaghetti that you didn't eat. This is the first time the thought crossed your mind. That much spaghetti will last for 8 days and nights. You just wanted spaghetti, but didn't know how much to make. So you took your best guess, and now you got a sketty headache. You never imagined how crazy this could be. You're not even upset about all the spaghetti. If there's one thing you learned, it's that spaghetti is a joy. And you do it all again, you're the spaghetti boy.